If you followed me before I was kicked off of Twitter on my original account, which is now back, you will see that on my Black Conservative Patriot account, in my bio, I have Black Latino male born in Harlem, New York City. So it was with great pleasure that I was happy to see that President Trump arrived in Harlem, and as Right Side Broadcasting Network put it, he arrived to Harlem to raucous cheers from a crowd gathered outside Bodega. Well, what is this all about? Well, let's go back a couple years when a Bodega employee killed a man in self-defense, and DA Alvin Bragg wanted to charge that man with murder. Let's go down the memory hole from a couple years ago. And then let's look at what happened today in Harlem.
We're in a situation where we had put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Welcome to the BCP podcast. I am James, aka BCP, Black Conservative Patriot. It's great to be back in the United States. Great to be back in the studio. Let's get right into it. President Trump is once again, it doesn't seem to ever end, battling the lawfare operatives. We're back again with DA Alvin Bragg. And the entire machine is once again going after Trump. There is no there is no crime. And now they want to gag him. They want to put a gag order on him. And in the middle of fighting these demons in Manhattan over lawfare, he made a detour uptown to Harlem to show that, in fact, President Trump, as we know, is not just a populist president. He is a president of the people. Let's get caught up on what's going on with his battle with Alvin Bragg. That's why he was in New York and they're trying to gag him. And he's campaigning and showing that he cares as he makes his way to Harlem and receives a raucous welcoming by the Harlem crowd when he goes visit the bodega of the man that Alvin Bragg wants to charge with second degree murder.
Well, we knew the threat was there, and now it's being carried out. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg has now filed a motion to hold former President Trump in contempt of court, claiming he violated the gag order from the judge imposed on him by publishing three social media posts relating to two known witnesses in his criminal trial here in New York, Michael Cohen and the sex film worker Stormy Daniels. Bragg is urging Manhattan Judge Mershon to also warn Trump that future violations of the gag order can be punished not only with additional fines, but also with the term of incarceration of up to 30 days.
Oh no, what did Trump say that is so dangerous? Well, he had something to say about two individuals, a person who is a prosecuted liar, Michael Cohen, committed perjury, this is a fact, and a porn star. That's right. In America, if you're Trump, you can't say things that are true and not nice about liars and whores.
Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg wants to hold the former president in contempt of court. He has filed a motion that actually could seek the president going behind bars if he continues and not cut it out. Bragg's motion to the court asking that the president be held in contempt centers on three social media posts that the former president made recently. The prosecutor says they are violations of Judge Juan Mershon's gag orders. Bragg's office is demanding that Trump be fined $1,000 for each of those postings where he attacked Stormy Daniels and Michael Cohen on True Social last week. In one of them, he called them, quote, two sleazebags who have, with their lies and misrepresentations, cost our country dearly.
I think that most decent Americans could agree that a woman who has sex with multiple people, especially one like Stormy Daniels who's paid to do that, pretty much solidly falls within the category of sleazebag, as does a perjuring, lying lawyer. I don't see the problem here. Oh, the problem is, of course, that the two-tiered justice system is blitzkrieging full court press against President Trump. They have been for the last 8-9 years, and no signs of them letting up.
In its motion, prosecutors say, quote, this court should warn defendant that future violations of the court's restrictions on his extrajudicial statements can be punished not only with additional fines, but also with a term of incarceration of up to 30 days.
We have a Trump-hating judge. We have a judge who shouldn't be on this case. He's totally conflicted. But this is a trial that should never happen.
So we have day two, and day two finds us in the middle of jury selection. Now, of course, the leftist press and the general idea is that New York is hardcore left. It's super blue. It's going to be easy to find people to go against Trump. Well, today, Tuesday, day two, it turns out that that's not necessarily the case.
And it's Tuesday, day two of the trial. Let's go straight to Eric Schahn, live outside the New York State Supreme Court, with more on the Trump jury selection process, which they weren't very successful yesterday. Looked at 96 people and kicked out more than 50, Eric.
Yeah, they did, Harris. More than half kicked out yesterday. The process ongoing right now. The lawyers questioning the potential jurors as they sit in the jury box. And doesn't seem like it's going any better than it did yesterday. So far today, at least 14 potential jurors have been excused. Six said they could not fairly and impartially judge the former president. One man who was originally from Texas said he could not be fair because they have lots of Republican friends. An excused juror told Fox News this morning that she thinks the opinion among the jurors are fairly split about the president. She said she was surprised about that, considering this is Democratic Manhattan. 29-year-old Karen McGee told us that, as far as she is concerned, she is not a fan of the former president, and she was excused because of a work conflict.
So a Trump-hating person who excused themselves from the jury because they had, you know, they have to work, said publicly that it was evenly split, or close evenly split, for and against Trump. This is in New York City, supposedly a blue utopia. Wow. Now that brings us to what happened in Harlem today.
Crowds gather in Upper Manhattan as former President Trump visits a bodega at the center of a controversial case.
It wasn't a controversial case for almost any red-blooded American. A 61-year-old man is assaulted violently by a couple. The man gets behind the counter. The man's woman stabs him from the other side of the counter. And in self-defense, he grabs a box cutter and defends himself. And if you'll recall, this was about 2 years ago. D.A. Alvin Bragg wanted to charge this man who was defending himself with second-degree murder.
The 61-year-old clerk was charged with second-degree murder after stabbing 37-year-old Austin Simon behind the counter, a Blue Moon convenience store in Hamilton Heights.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point-of-sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Surveillance video shows Simon shoving and grabbing the clerk by the collar before Alba takes out a box cutter. Prosecutors say Simon was unarmed, but in an exclusive interview with CBS 2's Ali Bauman, Alba explained through a translator Simon's girlfriend had a knife and stabbed him.
He was put in a position where, you know, he couldn't tell how it was going to end. He was just defending his life.
Now, Mr. Alba is now living in his native Dominican Republic. But President Trump, after dealing with the DA, Alvin Bragg, and the other clowns in court today, in the second day of this ridiculous hush money trial, he was invited and he went uptown to Harlem to meet with the bodega owners at this bodega. For those of you outside of New York City, because it's so populated, a bodega would be like a neighborhood convenience type store. They don't have, let's say, a dedicated meat counter or butcher, but they, you know, they sell the basics: your eggs, cheese, milk, cereal, soda, what have you. And they usually have just one or two registers, and you'll find them on every block or every other block. So when you need to get something, you know, they don't have all these, it's mostly a pedestrian city, right? So you're going to want to pick up something without going to A&P, or I don't know what the supermarkets are now in New York City. I haven't lived there since I was a kid, but that's what a bodega is. So for those of you that don't live in New York City, just think a neighborhood convenience store.
After attending court for day two of his ongoing criminal trial, former President Trump met with bodega owners in Hamilton Heights. Police put up barricades as dozens of people gathered to catch a glimpse of Trump.
So in the middle of all of this, President Trump goes to this bodega where this took place. He talks to the press for 15 minutes. And he shows that he is the populist president of the people. Meanwhile, Sleepy Joe can't even talk to people without being scripted. And President Trump, like normal human beings, doesn't have to pre-plan conversations. So he got a very warm welcome outside the bodega.
CBS 2's Ali Bauman, live outside the bodega, witnessed all the mayhem of the former president's visit firsthand. Ali?
Well, Doug, Donald Trump was invited here today by the Bodega Association to discuss crime that they say is putting bodega workers at risk. And people not only lined the streets, but they were also hanging out of windows, standing on scaffolding to get a glimpse of all the action. Donald Trump was greeted by dozens of supporters and opponents as he met with bodega owners at 139th Street after leaving criminal court this afternoon. The former president spoke with staff inside for about 10 minutes before coming out, waving to the crowd, shaking hands, and talking to the press for another 15 minutes or so. This location is significant. It's where 2 years ago, the bodega clerk Jose Alba was charged with murdering a man behind the counter. In an exclusive interview at the time, Alba told us that he was acting in self-defense. And after public outcry, District Attorney Alvin Bragg dropped the charges against him. Outside the bodega today, Trump blamed the DA for, as he put it, going after Trump instead of the real criminals.
You know where the crime is? In the bodegas. Every week they're being robbed 2-3 times. It's crazy. It's crazy. And you know what? The police can do it. They can stop it. But they have to be allowed to do their job.
And of course, we've been living with these George Soros DAs that since they can't write the laws, they just choose not to enforce them as part of the plan to overthrow the United States and make us a third world country with their supposed selective enforcement where they don't enforce the laws, they get rid of bails, and they send people out on the streets to commit the crimes over and over again. They don't go after them, of course. They have to go after President Trump, who is our representative, and the deep state and the establishment do not want him back in 2024.
It's crazy. And you know what? The police can do it. They can stop it. But they have to be allowed to do their job.
President Trump is absolutely correct. The police officers have to be able to do their job. Stop the criminals. But also, we need district attorneys and attorneys general that actually prosecute and put in jail these criminals, which is not the case in New York City.
And Jose Alba was not actually here himself. He no longer works at this bodega, and we're told he's in his native Dominican Republic. Now, in a statement, a spokesperson for the DA said in part, DA Bragg's top priority remains combating violent crime, and the office has worked hand-in-hand with the NYPD to drive down overall crime in Manhattan.
That is absolutely a farce. People in New York aren't buying it. But you know what they are buying? They're buying into Trump. They're buying into Trump 2024. All right, folks, I just got in from an 11-hour flight and then got caught in LA traffic for 3 hours. And I just got into the office, took a quick shower, jumped in front of the camera, giving you this report. Let me get a good night's sleep. Let me get acclimated once again to the schedule here. And I'll be back in a few hours with a full report. Until then, ciao, goodbye, God bless. This is BCP. Hold the line. I will be back.
We're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.